This week on UK Perspectives, we find out about the UK Symphony Orchestra and UK Choir's spring concert, 7:30 tonight at the Singletary Center Concert Hall. John Nardalillo is the director of the UK Symphony Orchestra.
We'll be presenting our season finale concert. We're going to be joined by the UK Combined Choirs, an enormous chorus of more than 200 people, which is directed by Jeff Johnson. And the program will be a Russian spectacular. So it's a program of all Russian music, and it's some of the greatest and most beautiful music ever written. So it should be a very exciting program. We'll be featuring two of our graduate conducting students, Michelle DeRusso and Jan Pallant, who will be giving their last concerts as members of the UK Symphony. Michelle is from Argentina, and she's finishing a master's in conducting. And Jan Pallant, our audience also knows as the music director of the Lexington Chamber Orchestra, a very successful chamber orchestra in Lexington. So he'll be conducting as well. And of course, I'll be conducting, and so will Jeff Johnson. We'll be featuring the Romeo and Juliet Fantasy Overture of Tchaikovsky, which is one of the best known and most loved pieces of classical music anywhere. We're also doing some spectacular music by Rimsky-Korsakov from his ballet opera Milada. We're doing In the Steppes of Central Asia, which is a tune that everyone will know and love by Alexander Borodin. Jan Pallant will be doing that. Jeff Johnson will be leading some Rachmaninoff, some music with the choir from a very beautiful piece of Russian church music called The Vespers. We'll be doing a little bit of music from Act Two of Eugene Onegin, Tchaikovsky's great opera, the famous Polonaise and Waltz. And then the concert will finish up with Prokofiev's piece for chorus and orchestra, Alexander Nevsky, which was written for Sergei Eisenstein's great 1938 film made in Soviet Russia right before the invasion of Nazi Germany. So the piece is set in 1241 and 1242, and it's about a great sort of heroic Russian battle and victory over German crusaders, but it's really an allegory. So it's a you know, medieval battle film, but it's an allegory to what was happening in the 1930s in Europe. It's considered to be one of the great film soundtracks ever written. It's for a huge orchestra and a huge chorus, and it has an enormous sort of dramatic range of music and things going on. It has a very intense battle scene in the center where the German crusaders, when they lose the battle, the battle is fought on a lake in Russia during the winter, and the ice melts and the invading army falls into the water.
I realize that all these pieces and all these composers are different, but what is it about the Russian composers and Russian music in general that makes it so endearing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the music from Russia has a certain universal appeal, and I think it's tied to the fact that this music is based on old Russian folk songs, and it's referencing this very sort of powerful ancient history of Russia and connection to the earth and connection to an ancient and proud culture. And the music that was written about those things in Russia, it speaks to some universal themes. That's why we find the music so appealing. Some of the composers are from the 19th century, from the sort of romantic tradition, Tchaikovsky, of course, and Borodin. And then some of them are from the earlier part of the 20th century. And then, of course, Prokofiev and Khachaturian were writing during the Soviet period, when artists and composers and writers were under a lot of pressure from the Soviet government to write and say certain things. And it was quite a difficult time for writers and artists. But at the same time that was happening, the country was under attack from Nazi Germany. So the politics of this music, the music by Prokofiev and also Shostakovich, are very complicated because they wrote music celebrating Russia and Soviet Russia, but also at the same time criticizing Stalin and the policies of that government. It's a very complicated and subtle.
Is it challenging for the orchestra having so many different conductors? I'm assuming there's going to be different styles of conducting.
I think it's a great opportunity for the orchestra to play under several different conductors during this program. They have a chance to see different viewpoints and hear different ideas about what's important and react in different ways. People who want to go to this concert, tickets for UK students are free if they are reserved at the box office in advance. And everyone else can get tickets at the Singletary Center box office or online.
The UK Symphony Orchestra and UK Choirs present the Russian Spectacular tonight at 7:30 at the Singletary Center Concert Hall. John, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this great show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY.